Welcome to Pittsburgh Youth Media on Youth Express, recorded live from SLB Radio in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. This is Sam Bisno, and I'm a junior at Obama Academy. I'm also the editor-in-chief of the Obama Academy newspaper, The Obama Eagle. Joining me are...
Hi, I'm Amanda Jones. I go to Obama Academy. I am a writer and editor for The Obama Eagle, and I'm 16 years old.
I am Marley Vaughn. I go to Elizabeth Ford Middle School, and I'm in 7th grade.
I'm Anthra Cletus, a current sophomore at Upper St. Clair High School.
I'm Isaac Degenholtz, a junior at Obama Academy, and I'm the website director of the Obama Eagle.
So today we'll be discussing why we're here and why we're interested in youth media, and we'll also be having a discussion on code switching between cultures. But first, we're going to start by talking about differences between urban and suburban youth living. We all have sort of a different mix of where we're coming from. Us from Obama Academy, we come from the city. And so one of the things that we had been talking about before we started recording here was access to public transportation. You know, for us, we get a free bus pass from the school. It's very easy for us to hop on a bus at any point and just go anywhere, like the grocery store or something like that. But you guys were saying maybe you don't have access to that. So do you feel like you're lacking that?
I don't usually feel like that. Like, we don't really need to go to the store ever. Our parents will usually drive us. We can get a ride from friends. At least I can.
Yeah, I would agree. Public transport is not really, like, popular. In where I live, we just take the school bus to and from school, and other than that, we just drive.
How often do you all come into the city?
For me, it's kind of like, I don't know, like, maybe every other week for, like, shopping or something, but not very much.
Yeah, I would agree, not very often.
And are there any, like, major differences that you note between the city and where you live?
It's a lot more confusing to, like, find my way around.
I live in Larmer, and the part that I live in, it's on, like, the very outskirts of my neighborhood. It's kind of by Homewood, but I'm in, like, the heart of the city. Like, if I ever needed something, I can leave my house and go get it. Like, if I need shoes, I can walk down the street, and I can go to Target to get them. If we need milk, there's corner stores. We can get eggs. We can get cheese. Like, there's never been a point where I remember, at least, where I haven't been able to, like, leave my house and be close to something that I need, at least in walking distance of, like, what something we might, like, need for our house. So, like, how is that for you guys? Is it the same? Is it different?
The closest thing for me is a Get-Go that's right down the highway. I live, like, on a side road from the highway, so, like, it's hard to walk places.
Yeah, I feel like also the Giant Eagle, which is closest to us, is like a good 10 minutes. And even just calling an Uber, where like in the city it would take a few minutes, it takes at least like 30 minutes just to call an Uber.
That is so different. I Uber a lot. I'm a Gold member. I take a lot of Ubers. They're at my house in minutes if I ever need to call one. They're always near, but East Liberty, though, there's someone always someone calling like an Uber or Lyft in the city.
So obviously we're all students. I think that one of the major benefits of living in a city like Pittsburgh, for me at least, is options when it comes to education. And not that you don't. I'd be curious to hear what your situation is. But for me, when I was considering where I wanted to go to high school, there were at least three or four different options that I could have gone to, and all of them were public schools. And many times in the suburbs, there's sort of one central public school, and a lot of people from that area attend that school. Is that where it's like for you guys, or is there a lot of education options?
For my area, we have one high school, one middle school, and four elementary schools, but you do not get a choice of the elementary schools. It's just whatever's closest.
Yeah, we have like three elementary schools that feed into like a main middle school and then junior high and then high school. But even within our own district, there are other neighboring districts that are pretty close, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Is that something that you feel like you'd like to have is access to lots of different options, or is it just sort of it is what it is?
Kind of just is what it is.
What were your options?
For me, so I live in the north side, so Perry was my feeder school. Oh, and nice. Then I considered going to Alderdice or Obama, where I obviously ended up, because they both have magnet programs. So even though I'm not from the neighborhood, Obama doesn't even have a neighborhood that directly feeds into it automatically. So even though I'm not from that area of the city, I could still apply.
I think leading off of that, are there like private schools in your area? In Pittsburgh, we have a huge amount of private schools. There's Central Catholic, Winchester, Shadyside. Like all across the city, there's different access to like private education as well. Is that something you have?
The nearest private schools for me are in Pittsburgh, like the Pittsburgh area.
Yeah, I think private schools are a little further. We have like a few public schools like right next to each other where I live.
So our public schools are kind of far away.
Yeah.
They're really not close. I guess Westinghouse is the closest to us, but that's just because it's in Homewood, but it's not a magnet school. It's a neighborhood school.
So I used to play on a travel baseball team that played in Cranberry, which I think is probably a similar, you know, sort of area to where you guys live in terms of its size and amenities and things like that. And to me, it seemed like there was a very close-knit community in Cranberry. I'd be curious to know if, like, you feel that because you're sort of all attending the same school and you're all within a, you know, relatively confined area, do you feel like you have a very close-knit community with the people that you live with or live near?
Yeah, I would say so. Like, we even joke that our own community is such a bubble because it really is. Like, I mean, just thinking, one of my best friends' aunt, for example, is our health teacher, all very connected within families and friends that even through generation to generation, like, everyone in our community is so close.
So you would say, like, where you're living, you're close to, like, a lot of kids and, like, a lot of teachers and just a lot of kids around your age.
Yeah.
For me, it's kind of similar. Maybe it's a little bit bigger. My cousin is a teacher at one of the elementary schools, and my brother is really good friends with my sixth grade teacher's son. Like, everyone knows who each other are, but, like, not everyone's friends.
Mm-hmm. I feel like in Pittsburgh, and I'm sure you guys can attest to this, that live in the city, it's the city of neighborhoods. Its topography means that there's, you know, like 70 plus, I think, neighborhoods. And so I feel like I'm very in tune with, you know, the neighborhood I live in, which is the north side, although it's very large and has a lot of different sub-neighborhoods. And then the neighborhood that I go to school in, which is East Liberty, but not so much the rest of the city. I don't feel like I know other people from the rest of the city.
I don't think I know anyone from Larmer. There are not a lot of kids in Larmer. There are no kids in Larmer. The neighborhood school is Lincoln, but a lot of neighborhoods surrounding it feeds into Lincoln. Like Lincoln, the big neighborhood, a lot of kids come from there, and you get some like kids from Homewood. But like Larmer isn't so much deep as it is just kind of long, and it like spans across Highland, Lincoln, and Homewood, and like those are the places that border it. So in terms of like me growing up around kids, I had two neighbors who were kids, and we were friends for a while, and then they moved. But yeah, I think that was it.
All right. Well, that wraps up our discussion on the differences between suburban and urban life. Thanks for listening. So the next subject that we're going to move to is why we're interested in youth media. So who wants to start that off?
I think that is really important as young adults. It's important to get involved in things that we will experience as we're growing up. Like everybody, when they start driving, they will listen to the radio or they will listen to podcasts. And it's important to understand how they're made and like the rules that go into that and understand how news is created. And I think that's why I'm at least interested in it.
I think my friends are the reason why I'm here. I don't know which one of y'all texted me, we're going to the north side to the museum. And I was like, when? Okay, I'm off then, cool. And I just showed up, and that's how it happened. That's why I'm here.
We've been here as members of the Obama Eagle a couple times to record separate pieces, but it's always been just as members of the Obama Eagle, and we've been sort of inward-facing in that regard. So why I'm here today is to get to meet people that I've never met before and communicate in the language of media.
I think going off of that, it's really cool to meet other kids from such, like, diverse backgrounds, because as I said, we live in this like bubble, and it's just cool to see other people listen to their opinions through such a great medium.
I think what brought me into this is I've had radio experience with IQ Kids Radio. Like, we did a couple reports on school events, and I thought this would be a cool thing to do, and it seemed interesting to me, so I decided to sign up, and I thought it would be a cool way to meet people.
All of the stuff that the Obama Eagle has done so far has been roundtable discussions with a little bit of preparation, but mostly pretty open-ended, just like we're having right now. I'd be interested, as time permits, to sort of move into pre-planned, you know, more journalistic pieces. There's obviously a wealth of those already that are done through Youth Express, and I'd like to be a part of that.
I think us doing something more planned would be really cool, but I do also think the looseness of our conversations and what we've talked about, I think I'd like for us to keep some of those just because it gives us a little bit of structure in how we just speak on a general basis when we do these. You just learn a different way to present yourself on the fly because you're just more used to doing it.
Yeah, I really like this like open table discussion because we have like different opinions, and I feel like just sharing that, but also, as you mentioned, investigative journalism and more planned journalism I'm also really interested in.
Now that we've sort of shared why we're here today, I think the last thing that we're going to talk about is code switching between cultures. So I think just it would be good to maybe provide a little bit of context for that. So here's just a loose definition of code switching, and it's a very complex subject, but essentially it means when a person changes the way that they interact with any given group based on who else is in that group. So maybe I interact with people I'm at school with one way, and then when I go play baseball after school, I sort of change my persona and my language and everything like that.
That's just my opinion that we're just, as people, we're made up of so many different parts, like so many different groups we fit into, that it's just kind of subconscious that we kind of change how we are and put out different parts of who we are when we're with different groups. So whether we're, like, as you said, playing with baseball, like the baseball lover in us comes out, or whether we're at school, the studious type comes out. I feel like that's just human nature.
For my school, I feel like there's people who are, like they try to be more popular acting in school. Like, they try to have a bigger group. And then there's people who act more, like, closed off at school. Then outside of school, they could be the complete opposite.
I would actually say that's kind of, like, different in our school. I don't know what you guys are going to have, like, a take on this, but, like, there's, like, a big thing about popularity in our school. That's not a thing at all. Or at least not something I've ever experienced. Like, when I came in, I don't even know how I have the friends I do now. I don't remember how I met them. I don't think they were ever popular. I just think it was a class, and we just started talking, and I met from there. But there was never, like, this group of kids where, like, everybody wants to be them or, like, everybody wants to meet them. There's obviously there's Facebook and there's Instagram and there's people who are popping or whatever, or they have more followers than other people, but that's never, I don't think it's ever been a big thing at Urbama, or at least what I've seen. The middle school, I have no idea what the middle school is like, but like in terms of high school, I just think we kind of left that behind.
Yeah, I think I can attest to that. That Urbama as a school is very, like, you're usually friends with everybody. Nobody has, like, big issues with each other, and nobody's trying to be the coolest kid in the building. We're all kind of there doing the IB and learning. Mm-hmm. And I think to the point about how there's code switching, I think that's less true at Urbama because you're not trying to fit into some sort of group. Everybody kind of has their friends, and you are who you are with your friends. And I think when we leave school, that changes a little bit. Like, the way we interact with our parents is definitely different than the way we interact with our classmates. And the way we as teenagers interact with adults is also different than how we interact with our classmates.
So I'd like to pose a question to the group here. Is code switching a good or a bad thing, or neither?
It depends on the situation, I think. If it's a group that you want to be friends with, but like they might not be good for you, then it could be a bad thing because then they might start having that bad influence on you. But like if it's a group that you wish you could be more like and it's going to impact you in a good way and your personality is already kind of similar, then it's a good thing, kind of.
I think it depends on how genuine it is. I mean, there can be code changings, like subconsciously, as I said, you're fitting into different groups because that's what your personality is comprised of. But if there's this like code forcing where you're forcing yourself to fit into groups that you truly aren't, then I feel like that's where you lose the authenticity, and then that's not a good thing.
Yeah, I think I totally agree with that, and I really like that word, code forcing. Like, I don't feel like I should have to, or anyone should have to change their persona or their mannerisms just to fit into a group. You know, ideally we should all be able to be ourselves, but I'm not sure that's realistic. And, you know, like Isaac was saying earlier, like I interact differently with my parents than I do with my peers at school, and that's not necessarily a bad thing as long as I'm still true to myself in both settings.
Do you think if you came and sat down with me and my friends at a lunch table instead of you and your friends that you would talk differently?
It's a good question. I think The sad reality is maybe I wouldn't, you know, I can't answer that question because I've never done that. And I think, you know, that's sort of revealing, right, is that, like, we tend to stick to our cliques and we don't really interact with other cliques. And I couldn't tell you because I've never sat down with you and your...
Yes, you have.
I mean, maybe a couple times. A couple times. So, I mean, no, I don't feel some onus to necessarily change the way I interact when I'm around people that I'm not usually around, but it probably comes out subconsciously.
To be honest, I feel like I would change whether I meant to or not, just because when I feel like you meet a new clique or you try to join a new friend circle, as I said, whether you mean to or not, you try to fit in and find validation that you truly fit in that group, whether you actually do or not. So I feel like even though I wouldn't want, like, mean to, I would change.
I feel like it's not necessarily just wanting to be a part of another group.
I think to answer Amanda's question that, I mean, I've spent some time with your friends group, you, Anijah, Gabby. I don't think that I act, like, particularly different. I think I have a little bit more energy when I'm with you guys. Like, when I'm with Sam, I'm a little bit more dull. Like, I'm not, like, but, like, I think you guys bring out a little bit more fun in me, but I don't think I switch, like, the, like, true person I am.
Yeah, I think that, like, the novelty of hanging out with new people, like, yeah, like Isaac said, I've sat down at your lunch table a couple times, but I don't do it nearly as regularly as I do with Isaac, and so just spending time around people that I'm not normally with, yeah, like Isaac said, brings out a certain sort of excitedness in me.
I think I used to a lot more. It depends. You know, you're always going to a certain extent, speak to adults differently or people, like, in a power of authority different than you would someone your age. But at, like, this point, you kind of get what you get. I think I used to do it a lot more consciously. It used to be, like, a little more subconscious. And then when I realized what I was doing, I stopped because I just got to this point where I just realized not even how taxing it was, just how much I did it. At the end of the day, I'm going to speak how I do, and I'm going to present myself how I do, and maybe, like, I'm enough the way I am.
That wraps up our discussion on code switching. That concludes this episode of Pittsburgh Youth Media on Youth Express, recorded live from SLB Radio in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. Once again, I'm Sam Bisno. I'm a junior at Obama, and I'm the editor-in-chief of the Obama Eagle.
I'm Amanda Jones. I go to Obama Academy, and I'm an editor and writer of the Obama Eagle.
I am Marley Vaughn. I go to Elizabeth Ford Middle School, and I'm in seventh grade.
I'm Anthra Cletus, a sophomore at Upper St. Clair High School.
I'm Isaac Dangenholtz, a junior at Obama and the website director of the Obama Eagle.
You're listening to Youth Express.
Catch the future.